From the 93.7 The Wave newsroom in Bar Harbor, this is Sarah Pelletier. This Down East News update is brought to you by Darling Chevrolet in Ellsworth. Newer used, you'll do better at Darling's. Yesterday afternoon, Verso Paper Corporation announced that they would be closing their mill in Bucksport. Arthur Wyman is in Bucksport this morning.
Sarah, the news that the Bucksport mill will close by December 1st has sent shockwaves throughout the state. Governor Paul LePage's press secretary, Adrian Bennett, tells 93.7 The Wave News that the news is devastating for the greater Bucksport region.
The governor and his economic development team are committed to working with Verso and other interested parties in order to keep the mill open. That's the number one priority right now, and that's why the governor has called for an emergency meeting. He'll do that with state officials and others. He's rearranged his schedule to attend this developing situation.
And Julie Rabinowitz from the Maine Department of Labor tells 93.7 The Wave News that their rapid response team has already reached out to Verso Paper.
We understand right now the power plant will stay open, but the shutdown is still going to affect more than 400 union workers and another 100 plus salaried workers.
This is the fourth paper mill plant closure in our region in the past year, with over 500 job losses, about equal to those in Lincoln, East Millinocket, and Old Town combined. Reporting live from Main Street in Bucksport, Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
Verso Paper Company announced yesterday afternoon that they'd be closing down their mill in Bucksport. Arthur Wyman is in Bucksport this morning.
Sarah, the news yesterday afternoon from Verso Paper Corporation that they would be closing down their paper mill here in Bucksport caught many by surprise. However, Adrian Bennett, the press secretary to Governor Paul LePage, says that the administration stands ready to assist the mill workers.
We're going to do everything in our power to keep this mill open and those workers employed. Our thoughts are certainly with the workers and the families who are affected by this potential closure. And as an administration, we stand ready to provide resources to them, including training and the support needed to transition, if necessary, into a new job opportunity.
And Julie Rabinowitz from the Maine Department of Labor tells 93.7 The Wave News that their rapid response team has already mobilized to start the process needed to assist the mill workers.
The rapid response team has been already in touch with union and company officials to set up a plan of action. When we have those meetings scheduled, we will announce them. They'll most likely be in a large facility that can seat a lot of people local to Bucksport.
Over 500 jobs will be lost with the mill closure expected to occur by December 1st. That number is about equal to the total of those jobs lost in the past year with the closures of the mills in Lincoln, East Millinocket, and Old Town combined. Reporting live from Main Street in Bucksport, Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
Yesterday afternoon, Verso Paper Corporation announced that they will be closing their mill in Bucksport. Arthur Wyman joins us live in Bucksport this morning.
Sarah, the press release from Verso Paper Corporation that came out yesterday afternoon saying that they would be closing their Bucksport mill has mobilized state officials. Adrian Bennett is Governor Paul LePage's press secretary, and she tells 93.7 The Wave News that the Maine Department of Labor will lead the effort to assist the workers at the mill.
The Department of Labor has already mobilized, and there's a team on the ground to assist these workers, and we'll do everything that we can in order to help them during this difficult time.
Julie Rabinowitz is with the Maine Department of Labor, and she tells 93.7 The Wave News that because of the previous mill layoffs in our region, there already is a transition team in place to assist workers.
They will be plugged immediately into that existing effort, and we will also, at the rapid response session, help those workers from Verso not only file for unemployment, but we'll do a needs assessment to see what skills they have and any special status or any veterans, any people with disabilities who might qualify for vocational rehabilitation services. And we'll work with them to make sure that we can target any training resources we already have.
This is the fourth paper mill plant closure in our region in the past year. Over 500 job losses coming here in Bucksport is about the same as those in Lincoln, East Millinocket, and Old Town combined. Reporting live from Main Street in Bucksport, Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
From the 93.7 The Wave newsroom in Bar Harbor, this is Sarah Pelletier. This Down East News update is brought to you by Darling's Chevrolet in Ellsworth. Newer used, you'll do better at Darling's. News broke late Wednesday afternoon that the Verso Mill in Bucksport would be closing in the fourth quarter this year, sending shockwaves through the state. Arthur Wyman has been closely following the situation and brings us more.
And with that announcement, Sarah, came the realization that 570 paychecks would soon stop and the town's tax base was going to have to shift. 93.7 The Wave News spoke with Dave Myland, the Bucksport Economic Development Director, and we asked him how this closure was going to affect Bucksport.
We don't know yet, because this is not a traditional shutdown of a mill that you've seen in Old Town or Millinocket. simply because part of the mill is staying open and part of the mill is closing. So with a power plant staying operational and the paper making ceasing to operate, first thing we have to do is assess what is that impact. What is that impact for employees? In other words, how many employees will be affected by that change? And then secondly, from a tax revenue standpoint for the town, where does that change in the valuation?
Leslie Wambacher, the executive director of the Bucksport Bay Area Chamber of Commerce, also spoke to 93.7 The Wave News about taxes.
It's certainly going to change the tax base of town, and that's something that's going to have to get worked out, and it's going to take a while to do it. It's going to be a tough road ahead for our city officials and everybody involved. As a community, we have to really, truly work together to get past it and move forward.
The paper mill currently pays 44% of the taxes collected in Bucksport. Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
Maine was dealt another blow to the economy this week as the Bucksport paper mill announced it would be closing. Arthur Wyman has the details.
Sarah, town officials realize that their work in the aftermath of Wednesday's announcement is just beginning and it goes beyond the borders of the town. Leslie Wambacher, who is the executive director of the Bucksport Bay Area Chamber of Commerce, spoke to 93.7 The Wave News about that.
A lot of the mill workers, not all of them obviously, but a relatively high number, didn't live in this town. But there's a psychological aspect of it that I think will be the hardest part to get over.
93.7 The Wave News also spoke with Dave Myland, who is the Bucksport Economic Development Director, and we asked him if he knew what Versa was planning to do with the papermaking equipment that is in the mill.
They have told us that they're not intending to take the paper machines out. So until those paper machines are gone, they're still a taxable asset, and they still have to pay the property taxes. So we do have some time to be able to deal with that from a tax assessment standpoint. Our immediate concern is we got 60 days to be able to figure out how do we take care of the employees that are there. So that'll be our first priority.
And there are 570 employees and their families who do not yet know what the future holds for them. Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
From the 93.7 The Wave Newsroom in Bar Harbor, this is Sarah Pelletier. This Down East News update is brought to you by Darling Chevrolet in Ellsworth. Newer used, you'll do better at Darling's. As soon as the announcement was made last week that the Verso paper mill in Bucksport was going to close in December, the Maine Department of Labor has been working to set up assistance for the 570 workers affected. Arthur Wyman has the latest on the upcoming help sessions.
Sarah, the rapid response team with the Maine Department of Labor has been holding meetings to start setting up those meetings, and the first set of workshops will start next week. Julie Rabinowitz from the Maine Department of Labor tells 93.7 The Wave News that they have already started to collect data on the individual workers at the mill.
We need to find out individual information about every single worker who's affected. What are their skills, their degrees, their current title, their work history, if they're interested in retraining, what things they might be interested in retraining for, and those kinds of things. All of that is kind of ongoing, that information gathering, and then other workshops will be scheduled once we have that data in hand.
There will also be the 17th annual fall job fair that is coming up next Wednesday in Bangor, and there's also going to be a job fair at the mill on Monday, October 27th. Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
The Maine Department of Labor has been busy with meetings since last week's announcement that the Verso paper mill in Bucksport will be closing in December. Arthur Wyman has the latest information.
Sarah, state officials and the Department of Labor's Rapid Response Team have been working since that announcement last week and have started setting up various events to help the 570 workers who will be losing their jobs. Julie Rabinowitz with the Maine Department of Labor tells 93.7 The Wave News about the current schedule.
The first thing will be next week, a couple different day-long resume assistant workshops where people can drop in and get help updating their resumes. There'll be some computers available for them to use. And then the week of October 20th, we will start the formal rapid response sessions with information about unemployment and the looking for work training, the different services that are available.
There is also going to be information sessions held at the mill, as well as a job fair on site on Monday, October 27th, and the 17th annual fall job fair, which will be held this coming Wednesday in Bangor. Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
The Maine Department of Labor and their Rapid Response Team has been having meetings in preparation of assisting the 570 workers at the Verso paper mill in Bucksport who will be losing their jobs come December when the mill closes. Arthur Wyman has been following the story and has the latest details.
Sarah, officials have been working on finding new jobs for those workers ever since last week's announcement of the upcoming closure. Julie Rabinowitz from the Maine Department of Labor tells 93.7 The Wave News that they already have scheduled several rapid response sessions designed to gather information about the individual workers and to assist them in getting started in finding a new job.
We will follow up those initial rapid response sessions with additional sessions that go over some more information in detail, like healthcare options and any other kinds of workshops that will be offered in response to the data that we're currently gathering through the needs assessment.
Other help already scheduled includes an on-site job fair on Monday, October 27th, and the 17th annual fall job fair in Bangor this coming Wednesday. Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.